The Interesting Conversations with Interesting People podcast series with author Nigel Beckles.
Welcome to the podcast.
Please like the podcast and subscribe to this channel. Podcast. Thank you. The very best way to promote your podcasts. PodPage makes it easy to create a podcast website with just a few clicks. Every page is optimized to be found on Google and it stays up to date forever. For more information, visit podpage.com, the future of podcast promotion.
Have you experienced several failed relationships or been through a divorce? How can you avoid making the same mistakes again? How to avoid making the big relationship mistakes is out now.
Hi, my name is Nigel Beckles. My book is packed with practical and common sense strategies that you can use to make better relationship choices.
Now you can discover the dangerous myths about love. If your relationship expectations are realistic, why you could be falling in love for all the wrong reasons.
How to avoid making the big relationship mistakes. It's a book that could change your life.
Available from amazon.co.uk. Kindle version also available.
Author Queen P, when the mood is right, a poetry journey, mood swings, and when the mood is right, a rebirth. Books available on Amazon and all good bookstores.
Hi, I'm Queen P. Please join me by tuning into my poetry podcast, The Royal Affair, on Anchor, Spotify, Apple, Google, and all other similar platforms. You can also listen to the podcast on the Helium Radio Network on Saturdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
You have entered into the royal affair.
Get ready for takeoff.
Welcome back to my Interesting Conversations with Interesting People podcast series. My guest for this episode is peaceful living expert Roberta Hughes. Hi, Roberta. Welcome to my podcast series. How are you?
I'm doing well, Nigel. Thank you so much for having me on your show today.
You are very welcome. So where do you live at the moment?
At the moment, I am in a suburb of Denver, Colorado, a small town called Parker that's not so small anymore. It's growing quickly.
So I understand you're a peaceful living expert. What does your work involve?
My work involves working with people to help them transition and change and transform their relationship to stress. And I do that using Pilates, yoga, guided meditation, and facial reflexology.
When did you become interested in your field of work?
I came to my field of work organically. So as a college student, I took my very first yoga class, and it was my freshman year of college. My stress levels were high. I was trying to figure out who I was in the world. I was taking a lot of business courses, which were difficult and stressful for me. And I took a one-credit yoga class. And during that class, I just always felt so much different than I did throughout the rest of the day. And when I would leave that class, my friends would tell me how relaxed I looked and how peaceful I looked. And I think that planted the seed for me to keep revisiting yoga throughout my entire life.
So you're the founder and lead instructor of Peaceful Living Organization. How long has the company been operating?
I created Peaceful Living in 2018, just before the pandemic. And at that time, it was really just a website that people could come to read a blog, to get a little bit of inspiration for yoga and Pilates and meditation. And then I transformed it in 2020, and we can maybe get into that later.
So what are the main objectives and activities?
Our main objective is to really help people learn how to regulate their nervous system, how to transform their relationship to stress so that they can feel better, sleep better, and live with less pain in their bodies.
So what is the importance of the nervous system or managing the nervous system?
So much of our life has our nervous system on high alert all of the time. We're under constant stimulation from our phones to the news to being on the go to driving in traffic. there's constant movement, and that keeps our nervous system at a very high vibration. So it doesn't take much to trigger the fight and flight system and to feel anxious, to feel stressed, to feel unable to settle down. We have to be intentional about also supporting and nourishing the parasympathetic nervous system, which is the system that helps us rest and digest and restore. And by doing activities to help nourish that system, we can regulate the two systems so that they work in the way that they were meant to be, so that we're not always on that high alert.
So what do you believe that can help people to reduce stress in their lives? I often hear about the feelings of flight or flight. So how would you describe flight or flight?
Okay, first I'll describe fight and flight, and then we can maybe talk about reducing stress. Fight or flight feels different for different people, but the most common symptoms are tensing of the body, a faster heart rate, breathing quicker or more shallow breathing. Sometimes you might feel jittery and shaky. You might have an upset stomach. You might get a headache. So there are many symptoms related to that fight and flight. To manage stress or manage the symptoms of stress, we really can't control how much stress comes into our life, but we can manage how we either resist it or receive it and how we manage those symptoms. So what I teach people is how to create different tools that they can reach for when stress shows up.
So how do you believe people can live more peaceful and productive lives?
You can live a more peaceful and productive life by developing self-awareness, having a mindfulness practice, and being intentional about practicing things that help regulate your nervous system each day.
Why do you believe it's important to develop self-awareness?
Awareness is the key to change. And once we become aware of the things that are creating stress in our life, then we have choices of how to manage it or how to regulate it. Oftentimes, I talk to people about creating boundaries. There are personal boundaries that you can put in place to reduce the amount of stress that comes into your life. But then we also know that sometimes life happens and it's outside of our control. But as we strengthen our ability to manage our symptoms of stress, even when those bigger things hit, we're more able to work through them and not have severe health results based on what's happening because of the stress response in our body. By developing self-awareness, you give yourself the power to change and the power to create the life that you want. Without self-awareness, it's almost like life is just happening to you and you're trying to get along. You're trying to go with the flow. You're trying to get through each day, which is not a very empowering way of living your life.
In terms of meditation, if someone practices meditation, what do you see as the potential benefits?
Meditation helps you develop self-awareness, which we were just talking about. It also helps you to quiet the noise in your brain. Most people think that in meditation, the brain just turns off, and that rarely happens. Any good meditator will tell you, you're just learning to become aware of the thoughts and have a relationship with them that is a little more fluid. So those thoughts can flow along. They're not going to grab a hold of you and have you go down the rabbit hole and increase that feeling of stress. Meditation also helps you develop more focus. It helps you restore the parasympathetic nervous system. It helps you regulate your breathing and get fuller, deeper breaths, which help to nourish your body. And it helps you release stress so that you can sleep and rest.
So in terms of journaling, how do you think journaling can help us to be more peaceful?
Journaling can be a peaceful practice in a couple of ways. Number one, just by putting your hand to paper and that movement that the mind and the hand are connected. So sometimes journaling could be drawing or writing words. You don't necessarily have to be writing about all of the things that you're thinking or feeling. Just the movement of using a pen helps to calm the mind. And if you do like to journal thoughts, you have a great way to get the thoughts out of the brain onto paper so that they're not just spiraling around in your head, creating constant noise.
So what do you believe are the benefits of engaging in talk therapy?
Oftentimes we need a view that's outside of our limited perspective and a person who is able to listen and be objective and help us see our blind spots is invaluable. So talk therapy can help a person do those things, to process some of their thoughts, to work through difficult emotions, and to have a way to release the things that they're holding on to. And then the therapist can help show them their blind spots and give them things to practice so that they don't feel stuck and they can move forward.
So, Roberta, how can people contact you?
You can contact me through my website, peacefulliving.com. Full has two L's, so it's three L's all in a row. You could also follow me on Instagram. I'm Roberta_peacefulliving. I'm also on LinkedIn, Roberta Hughes, and I'm on Facebook, Roberta Hughes Peaceful Living, I believe. I don't use my Facebook as much as I do my Instagram, so you can find me anywhere.
Roberta in Denver, Colorado, USA. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Please join me, Interesting Conversations with Interesting People, featuring interviews with award-winning authors, relationship and life coaches, therapists, and a wide variety of people with intriguing stories to share. Interesting Conversations with Interesting People.
Please follow author Nigel Beckel's podcasts on Amazon Audible, Spotify, and all major podcasting platforms. Thanks.